25강 학교생활 예제 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations, Paul. I heard that you won the first prize in the school debate contest.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm thinking of joining the debate contest next year. Can you tell me how you became such an excellent debater?
Well, I've been keeping a diary. Writing has made me think more logically.
I see. Is there anything else that I need to know?
I also try to enhance my general knowledge.
How would I do that?
Reading newspapers and magazines is a good way.
I think that's a good idea. In fact, I've already started reading the news.
That's great. You can also increase your general knowledge by surfing the internet and even talking with your friends.
Thank you. I hope I can improve my debating ability by following your advice.
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa, you took Mr. Elliot's class last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Are you thinking of taking his class this semester?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I heard his class is tough. What do you think?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Kevin, you look excited.
I am. I got accepted into a student exchange program to a school in Hawaii.
That's great. So how long will you be gone?
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The school festival is coming next week. Are we ready for our musical performance?
I think so. Rehearsals are going well, and all the costumes are ready.
Good. How's the promotion going? It's important that word gets out about the performance.
4번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is Principal Kemp. Recently, there have been more and more problems as students use cell phones at school. Therefore, I'd like to remind you of the school regulations regarding cell phones. First, students may not use cell phones during school hours. You can use them only before or after school. Second, during classes, cell phones must be turned off and stored in the lockers, hidden from view. Last, any cell phone that is visible or rings or vibrates at a prohibited time or location will be taken and given to school administration. Please follow these rules to maintain a more academic environment.
5번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. This announcement is to inform you of the tango and rumba classes run by Johns Hopkins Student Union. The JHU dance classes begin this Wednesday, July 1st. We're offering beginner-level tango and rumba classes on Wednesdays and Fridays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Madison Center Dance Studio. Our dance classes are a great way to stay in shape, as well as have lots of fun. No dance shoes, experience, or partner is needed. Just come in comfortable workout clothes. The fee for the first session is $45 for JHU students and $70 for non-students. If you have any questions, please email jhuballroom@jhu.edu or call 272-9814-0715.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Miss White.
Oh, Danny, come on in. What's wrong?
I was playing basketball in PE class, and I suddenly felt dizzy and could hardly stay on my feet.
I see. How did you feel at home this morning?
I had a bad headache, but after taking some painkillers, I felt better.
Okay. Let me take your temperature. Oh, you've got a high fever. I think you'd better go home.
But I have a history test next period.
Don't worry. I'll tell your history teacher about your condition.
But the test is extremely important.
I know, but there's nothing more important than your health. Just lie on this bed and rest. I'll call your parents to come pick you up.
7번. 2015 라인드버그 핸드라이팅 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
When was the last time you handwrote a letter to a family member or to a friend? To promote the use of handwritten communication, I'd like to encourage Reinberg High School students and faculty to participate in the 2015 Reinberg Handwriting Contest that will be held on May 22nd at 2 p.m. There are two participant groups, students and school staff. Not just teachers, all employees are welcome. It costs only $5 to sign up. Paper will be provided, so you just need to bring your own pen to write with. Please visit www.promotehandwriting.org. Check out the beautiful handwriting of last year's prize winners and register by May 1st.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, what are you reading?
An essay that I've just finished writing.
What's it about?
It's about the effect of sports on my life. Actually, it's going to be printed in the school newspaper next week.
Good for you. Do you mind if I read it?
Not at all. And if you find any grammatical errors, please let me know.
Oh, you shouldn't ask me to check your grammar. My grammar is terrible.
Well, I hope I can find someone to proofread my essay.
Hey, my friend Judy is good at grammar.
Really? But I don't know who she is.
Don't worry. She's really nice. She's coming here soon, so I'll ask her to help you.
Thank you very much.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny, have you bought the book for the advanced English class?
Charles Dickens' Great Expectations? Yes, I have. How about you?
I went to the bookstore in my neighborhood yesterday, but it was out of stock.
Why don't you order it online?
I'd like to start reading it today, though. We have to read and summarize the first three chapters by Thursday, don't we?
Yes, we do. Oh, I remember Alicia downloaded the book online.
Oh, really? Do you know what website she used?
No, I don't, but I can ask her if you want.
That's okay. I'll search for it online.
Okay, but there are different versions of the novel. You've got to get the right one.
Then, can I take a look at your book to see which one to look for?
No problem. I have it with me now.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 반 학생들의 체육대회 경기를 관람할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Miss Kim. Where were you this morning?
I went to see a doctor. I have a bad sore throat.
I see. Actually, earlier today, some of your students came and asked me if they could use the auditorium after school today.
Yeah, my students would like to practice cheering for the school sports day.
Now that midterms are over, it seems that all students have started practicing for the school sports day.
Right. My students also practice dodgeball and group jump rope every lunch break.
I've seen them. I expect your students to do well in the competition this Friday.
Me too. But I'm afraid I won't be able to watch them compete.
Really? Why is that?
I need to attend a meeting at the Office of Education that afternoon.
I see. Well, I'm sure your students will be disappointed when they find out you won't be there.
Probably. I feel bad about that, too.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자가 댄스 경연 대회에 나가지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Mike. How's your leg?
It's much better.
Then are you able to dance?
Yes, I have no problem dancing now. Actually, I practiced dancing after school today.
Good to hear that. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to see you dance in the dance contest next week.
Actually, I won't be taking part in that contest.
Why? Is it because you weren't able to practice enough in the last month?
No, I accidentally missed the deadline to sign up for the contest.
Oh my, you must have been busy doing something else.
Exactly. I went camping with my family and forgot about it.
I understand. I've done something like that too.
I was too absent-minded. I won't make that kind of mistake again.
12번 대화를 듣고 봉사활동에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, John. I'd like to interview you about your volunteer work for our school newspaper. Can you spare me some time?
Sure.
Thanks. Can you tell me what kind of activities you do?
Yes. On weekends, I deliver lunch to elderly people who live alone.
I see. How many people do you normally visit in a day?
I usually meet two elderly women and three elderly men.
Okay. And where do you get the food you deliver?
From Angel Food Bank. People donate food to the bank and volunteers hand out the food.
Great! How long have you been doing that?
I've been delivering lunches since my second year of middle school.
Wow! For more than 4 years! Lastly, what are the benefits of doing volunteer work?
There are so many. But above all, just being able to help others.
That's great! Thank you for the interview.